Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My next guest is Tim Makinen. Is it Makinen? I'm sorry, Tim.
Makinen. I've been called worse.
Oh, believe me, so have I. Who's the communications director for Gift of Life in Michigan? And the reason I called you, Tim, is there was a story on the front page of our local Lansing State Journal today, a tragic story about a little beautiful little girl from Lansing who died last summer. But her father in the article talks about how she's living on through organ donation. And I thought, you know, I hear a lot about organ donation, but I'm not really sure how it works and so forth. So I thought I would go to the source. So Tim, that's why I gave you a call.
My pleasure. I'm happy to discuss it with you and with your listeners.
Very good. Why don't you, I mean, kind of how does the process start for Gift of Life? And is Gift of Life kind of the place folks come to make these connections?
Yes, Gift of Life is we're federally designated to handle all organ and tissue donations in the state of Michigan, and we work both with families at the hospital, with the hospital, and then kind of as an intermediary with the transplant centers where there are patients who are waiting for these life-saving organs. But really, organ donation begins with individuals signing up on the Michigan Organ Donor Registry and documenting their decision that they do want to help others after they're gone, which is something anyone can do. Takes less than a minute, really.
I was just going to say, how difficult is the sign-up process?
It's about as long as it takes for a person to go online to giftoflifemichigan.org, click on Become a Donor, and then fill out some basic information, driver's license number or state ID, your name as it appears on the license, and date of birth. It's extremely simple. It's designed to be that way because we know that most people are in support of organ and tissue donation, and so we want to just lower the hurdles to get them signed up. And again, make that decision that to help others.
Now you go on and sign up, and it's an easy and quick process, as you have said. How important is it to let your family know and let all of your family know about this decision you've made?
It's really important. It's one of those things where you have the power. It's your choice, an individual's choice to be an organ and tissue donor. But like anything, you want to, same thing with creating a will. You want to let people know, your family know, what your decision is so they understand it and are comfortable with it. And almost all the time, they're going to support it. I mean, it's who wouldn't want their loved one to help others after they're gone? It's a wonderful gift.
Now, I what comes to mind also is how delicately you folks have to work with the people, the families of the donors, because you're working with them and dealing with them at what is conceivably the worst time of their lives.
Exactly, and fortunately, we have staff who are very, very well trained in those types of situations. They do a far better job than I ever could, because right, we understand that. Organ and tissue donation almost always happens after a sudden, unexpected death. A family is in crisis, is grief-stricken, and we try to help them with their grief, but really, it's what they're going to be suffering. What we can provide to them is the option that their loved one can help others, that they can have a legacy of generosity. And a lot of families, most families, find comfort in that, like the story you were talking about in today's Lansing State Journal. Of course, no one wanted this young girl to die, and it's a total tragedy. But the fact that once she did die, she still was able to help others, and it's a great testament to her family that they were willing and able to look beyond their own grief and to reach out to those in need.
I wonder if there are some misconceptions about who is able to donate organs and under what conditions.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of, there are some misconceptions out there. In the fact is, anyone, regardless of their age or their medical history, can join the donor registry. It's a doctor who's going to make the decision ultimately at the time of death what can be used to help others. But we've had kidney donors who are in their low 90s. Michigan had a lung donor a couple of years ago who was, I believe, 78 years old. That was the oldest ever in the nation. There have been cornea donors who have been 100 years old. So we encourage people to join the donor registry and let the doctors, the medical professionals, decide what can be used to help others.
When I register, when I sign up and would register to be a donor, can I indicate specific organs or tissue that I want to be donated and not others? I mean, does it work that way?
That is possible. Right now, what happens when a person signs up on the donor registry, they get a heart sticker for the front of their license. And actually, if I can interject,
sure.
You know, in Michigan, you no longer sign the back of your license to indicate that you want to be a donor. That actually hasn't been the law for a couple of years, but it's still, word is still getting out. But when you sign up and you get the heart sticker, that's actually for all organs and tissues. But people then can amend their, we call it amendment of the gift, and for, let's say they do want to just donate a heart. That can be, it just is a separate document that they will then keep in their possession. What we found, though, is that a lot of people mistakenly think that they can't donate certain organs. So they say, well, you know, I was a smoker, so I can't donate my lungs. So they will self-exclude themselves from that being a lung donor, when in fact a person who smokes won't automatically be ruled out for donating lungs. So we've tried to address some of those misconceptions by just saying that right now, if you join the donor registry, it's for all gifts.
And as you interjected, and importantly so, you no longer sign the back of your, is there still a sticker or something on your license that would indicate to a first responder to give them a heads up?
There is, yes, actually, through the Secretary of State, they will send you a heart sticker for the front of your license, and ultimately it will actually be embossed or part of the license. So that is the indication that a person is on the donor registry. However, I do want to clarify, though, that first responders, your paramedics, EMS officials, even in the emergency room, they are not going to be looking for your license to see if you're a donor. They are going to be trying to save your life. It's only when a person has died or death is imminent that the gift of life actually gets involved. It's an important distinction because occasionally we'll hear people say, well, they won't work as hard to save your life, when in fact the paramedics, the emergency room doctors, nurses are completely separate from gift of life and the people who would be involved in the recovery of organs or tissue.
I appreciate you clearing that. It's a very important point, and I do appreciate you clearing that up for me. When they are able to finish, you know, if you have made become a donor, it's rather astounding, I think, the number of people that can be helped by one person donating all of the organs that they're able to.
That's right. One donor can donate up to 8 organs, and so potentially save 8 lives. And then in addition, tissue, which would be things like corneas, skin, bone, can help another 50 people. And there's a great need for skin, for instance, to help people who are burn victims with some of their reconstructive surgery. It's also used for a lot of veterans who are injured veterans returning from Iraq or Afghanistan who have had especially wounds in their abdomen. The skin can be used to help heal them and get them back on their feet.
Well, it's a very important issue, and I appreciate you coming on with us this evening. Where can people get more information, Tim?
They can go to our website, giftoflifemichigan.org. And again, if they click on there's a button in a few spots that says Become a Donor. They can actually join the donor registry, get that heart sticker for their license. Again, it takes about a minute. But it could mean a lifetime for someone who's waiting for a life-saving organ.
Very good. I appreciate very much you spending some time with us and reminding us of this, because it may not come to mind very often, but it certainly would to someone in need. So thank you, Tim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Tim McKinnon of Communications Director, Gift of Life of Michigan. We'll be back right after these messages.